We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Whoa! This was a big part of the show yesterday in the 12 o'clock hour. Nicely done, Ken. Filling in for Brian Gebhardt today. Wendy Adams with us as always, and she'll be with us for the Wendy Zone 20 minutes from right now. Get your Sports Jeopardy questions in. We'll play Sports Jeopardy at 12:40 as it is a happy hour Friday, brought to you by Chattanooga Whiskey. But it always gets happier on the Andy and Randy show when we can welcome in Paul Byrd from Fox.
A man's man.
He's just dubbing people men's men over the last couple days, and you're the newest one to the list. Hey, Paul Byrd, how are you?
What up, Paul?
What's up, guys? Hey, how are you guys doing? Everybody ready for the weekend?
Damn right.
Absolutely. And we got two baseball games today to watch with the Braves, which is phenomenal. The interesting thing about today is we got Tommy Malone making his second start and hopefully kind of making up for what he did the first time. And then you got Josh Tomlin with a bullpen start and kind of the situation that the Braves find themselves in because they didn't do anything at the deadline. Were you surprised when the deadline came and went last week and the Braves didn't make a move?
I was. I thought something would happen. You know, I didn't know if they were going to land Clevinger or not, but I thought something was going to happen. And, you know, at first I was disappointed. I do trust Alex Anthopoulos. When I listened to his, reasoning, it made sense to me. But that doesn't mean that, you know, I'm not allowed to be disappointed.
Sure.
I am. You know, but it did make sense. And, you know, you don't want to, you know, buy a house when it's at its peak and find out it'll fall apart, you know, next year. So it's one of those where it was just kind of a dangerous time to give up a big prospect. And, you know, I would have loved to have known more, like who were they asking for and what were we getting back? And you know, that's the stuff that I don't know about. So it's hard for me to give a thumbs up or thumbs down on whether or not I would have done something.
And, Paul, we're going to go back to what you were talking about as far as the big-time prospects. One of the big-time prospects in the Braves system, Ian Anderson. What has been your impression? I know it's early and everything, and we don't want to get over our skis and everything, but your impressions of him so far in his first two starts?
Well, I appreciate you calling me a man's man, first of all.
No doubt about it.
Yeah, man.
I mean, you're fighting snakes. You're obviously
fighting snakes.
I'm fighting the fight, man. I'm ready to go. That has been Ian Anderson. He's been fearless. You know, he came in and he wasn't overwhelmed. And yeah, I've always been a little nervous before I've started, just whatever. I think that's normal. But if you are so nervous that you can't make a pitch, that's different. And, you know, a coach told me, yeah, you got little butterflies. That just means you care. That's good. But you have to be able to compete and get on the mound and breathe and go after guys. And he did that. He pitched like a man. And his repertoire, what I mean is change up into righties. I don't see that unless guys are in their 30s. Pitched up in the zone. He pitched in. He pitched away. He threw his breaking ball for strikes. He smiled. He didn't seem to be overwhelmed. He was talking on the bench when Snit came and took him out. You know, he acted like he'd been there before. And let's face it, guys, we've seen a lot of really good arms, not just on the Braves, but throughout baseball. And these guys don't pitch. They come in, they're worried about spin rate. How hard am I throwing? Is 96? Is it 97? What am I doing wrong? You know, this guy wasn't like that. He pitched, and it couldn't have come at a better time.
Well, obviously, you're the expert as far as this goes, but what I've liked about watching him is he seems to throw the pitches that he's most comfortable with. I mean, he came in the first inning of his first start, and he's throwing fastballs. I mean, he's not overthinking it. I mean, he's not trying to get cute with it. And, you know, not to criticize Rick Kranitz or anybody in the organization who obviously knows more than I do about pitching, but you see some of these guys come up, whether it's Tuki Toussaint or Kyle Wright or whoever, and they'll have success with their go-to pitch. And then they'll ignore it. They'll go away from it. They'll try to get cute or overthink it or something like that. Like, how do you convince these young guys when, because these guys are coming back up. Like, Kyle Wright's going to get more starts. Folty's coming back. Newcomb's coming back. How do you convince these guys just to stick with whatever is working?
Yeah, I think you have to have a game plan, and you have to be able to adjust. So if you have a great fastball up, and I'm just going to take Nuke, for example. I like Nuke, and this isn't a, you know, pick on Nuke day. But if you have a fastball up, and all of a sudden they say, hey, this guy's just got a fastball up, all of a sudden they're going to have a game plan against you. And so they're going to adjust, and they're going to say, okay, I'm just looking for the ball up. And so when somebody makes a mistake there, then they're going to get hammered. So you have to be able to say, oh, all the hitters are looking up. I'm going to throw the ball down. I'm going to throw the ball in. I'm going to throw the ball out. I'm going to throw a change. I'm going to throw a slider. Max Fried, as great as he is this year, he has a new pitch. It's a slider. And when people look for a certain pitch, like a fastball, he throws a slider that looks like a fastball that isn't. And then he throws a curve. And then he throws a change. And then he throws up. Then he throws down. Then he throws in. Then he throws out. That guy's really hard to face and come up with a game plan and feel comfortable. So I would love to see our young guys come up with a variety of more pitches and not worry so much about the radar gun and just pitch. Just apply, you know, different areas of the strike zone and get after it. And because their arms are so good. You know, when I pitched, we rarely saw a 95. You know, that was a big deal. Now that's kind of like standard.
Yeah.
Yeah. Hey, Paul, it's not dump on Nuke Day, but like you said, but with him and Folty, you know, they're, I don't want to say out of sight, out of mind. Do you see them as having another opportunity to come back and prove themselves as the season goes on?
I do. I'm talking about Folty too, and he's got a couple years up here. And, you know, I like Folty too. I like all of our guys. But I do think they'll have another chance. I think it's 2020. Weird stuff's been happening. And, you know, I think that he, especially with gaining weight, he's been up here. He's done it before. Last year he carried the team for 2 months. So, you know, Tuki and others, when those guys get their shot, I would like to see something different. I would like them to see, you know, be ready and show me a different game plan. And hopefully that'll happen soon.
Paul Byrd joining us from Fox Sports South as the Braves get set to play a doubleheader this afternoon. I know you mentioned Max Fried. We've all talked at great length about how fantastic he's been this year. Tell me if this is too far to go. Obviously, he's in the Cy Young discussion. He's leading the Cy Young discussion in the National League. But given everything the Braves are dealing with, I mean, he doesn't really have they don't have a number two starter. Maybe Ian Anderson becomes that as the season goes on. Is it crazy to put Max Fried's name in the MVP conversation in the National League?
I don't think so. Where would this team be without Max Fried?
Yeah. In trouble.
That's something I always factor in. The most valuable player. Who has been the most valuable player? Without Max Fried, this team is not in first place, in my opinion. I think they would have really struggled. And he has been the stopper, the constant. He's been everything on that staff. And I'm with you. I hope Ian Anderson can continue to pitch like he does. I don't get too excited after two starts. But the Nats proved all you need is two starters in the playoffs. So we'll see what happens. And Cole Hamels can come back. Folty can come back. Folty doesn't have to be a number one, but he can come back and help. And all you got to do this year is get that ball to the bullpen. They're really good. And this lineup is scary. This lineup scores a lot of runs with Acuna and Albies hurt.
Yeah.
Think about that.
Yeah.
You know, good night. Ozuna, I wouldn't want to pitch to because I can't read him at all. He falls down and hit a home run and then spins and twirls and points his neon sleeve up and all this. It's a blast to watch, but I don't even know what he's looking for, what he's reading. He's smiling. He's happy. He's yelling at himself in the box like, you know, a guy getting ready to knock your block off in football. And he is just a blast to watch, and I'd hate facing him. He's been a big addition.
Paul, we were talking before you came on. Now, we all love the pregame and everything that you and Kelly do. And the other day, yeah, you was by that fountain, Paul. Were you about to fall? Because I was thinking to myself, he probably was just joking around. It probably was staged. But you were about to fall in that water, Paul.
Well, everybody wanted me to fall. And I said, there's no way I'm falling in. And they're like, I think they were baiting me. But what happened is I came out of the woods like Sasquatch and threw the ball in the fountain to measure Riley's home run ball. But what I didn't know, there was about 15 baseballs back there nobody grabbed. So I was like a little kid, man. I'm picking up these baseballs. I'm coming out of the bushes, and I didn't know the camera was on me. They didn't tell me any of this. And so here's next thing you know, I find myself on Twitter and on in between like commercials or whatever, coming out of the woods like a little kid with all these home run balls. So it was kind of funny. And it's 2020. We're trying different stuff. Kelly and I have had a lot of fun just coming up with new stuff, getting on the field. And, you know, Ed Magnan got a little mad at me the other day. He called me right after one of our hits because Kelly was on home plate on the tarp with some high heels. So I found out that tarp was brand new, and that's a no-no. So we got to change it up a little bit. You know, here I'm giving a demonstration on what it's like to play third base, why it's the hot corner, why it's difficult. And Frenchie's not even paying attention to any of that. He just wants to know if I can pick up the ball and chuck it to first without warming up.
You did.
So I did, and my shoulder's still attached, but, you know. I was worried because I'm out there in these, you know, dress/tennis shoes that are super comfortable, no spikes. So I just didn't want to go down because, you know, that would be trending nationally if I'd made a throw and then, you know, bit it. So, so it's been a lot of fun, and we're just trying to, you know, do a little something different and teach people about the game and have fun doing it. And it's been a weird year, but I'm glad baseball's back. And you know, I hope everybody can smile and enjoy the Braves.
Well, I got to be honest with you, Paul. You know how we feel about you. We love having you on the show. It's always great.
A man's man.
I kind of wanted you to fall in the fountain. Like, I was kind of rooting for you to fall in the fountain. Yeah. Sorry.
I think everybody was.
Yeah.
I think everybody was. They were hoping for a little slip on the rock, but, you know. Yeah.
You're an athlete, Paul. Athlete.
Yeah, you're a world-class athlete.
I'm not going to slip. Yeah, I'm a man's man.
Damn right, Paul.
You know. That's right. My athletic ability going over those rocks, I was like a cougar. I was just, you know, in and out of the bushes over the rocks, and, yeah, made it happen.
Yeah, man. We can't wait to see what you guys come up with for tonight. Thanks for the time.
Doubleheader
this afternoon. We appreciate it as always.
Always great, guys. Great show. We'll see you.
Paul Bird there, man's man, like a cougar on those rocks. He compared himself to a cougar and a Sasquatch in that interview. Phenomenal. Absolutely phenomenal. We'll come back. We'll get to the Wendy Zone. Wendy Adams joins us. And Wendy says, there's always that one guy. There's always that one guy. Don't be that guy, but there's always that one guy. And she's going to tell you who it is coming up next on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.